brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, last hour we talked about the national news that's now breaking about the big Academy of Sciences here in Texas giving a standing ovation and the highest award to a Malthusian who wants to kill 90% of the population. We'll get more into that later. Even take a few calls on it. For this next hour, we got to shift gears into something just as important, an amazing individual who I'll have to cover his bio when we get back in the next segment because some stations don't carry this first segment. But Dr. Robert N. Bowman is president of the Institute for Space and Security Studies. He's a former fighter pilot, PhD in aeronautics and nuclear engineering from Caltech. He was the head of the Star Wars program. That's the Strategic Defense Initiative. And he is aware of 9/11 being an inside job. So we'll be talking about a host of issues with him for this hour and into the next if he would like to grace us. And we are extremely honored to be joined by Dr. Bowman. Dr. Bowman, good to have you on.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Thank you. There's so much to cover. Of course, I want to get into 9/11 first. But, I mean, right now, just tell us about yourself and some of the things you worked on in and out of government.
Well, I flew 101 combat missions in Vietnam. I was project officer on the nuclear-powered B-70. And I did run the Star Wars programs under Ford and Carter when their existence was secret, and long before they got the false euphemism of Strategic Defense Initiative.
Because it's really offensive.
Absolutely. And that's what I told the president in 1977 when I was directing the programs.
Boy, there's a lot of stuff up there in orbit right now, isn't there?
There is indeed. I think we have been successful to keep weapons out of space so far, but I don't know how long we can continue.
Just a side issue, and I want to come back and get right into 9/11 and then into Star Wars and the rest of it, but have you heard of this Dr. Eric R. Pianka, big UT professor, calling for the extermination of 90% of the population?
Oh, I've heard some rumblings of stuff, but nothing like that, no.
I tell you, this population control agenda just keeps coming up and up again at very high levels of our government and other governments. It seems to me to be an excuse for destroying freedoms.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When I drive through Montana and a lot of this country the way I do and see the miles and miles and miles of nothing but miles, I have to take this population control thing a little with a grain of salt, because we can absorb a lot more people if we don't have all of the resources to support them going to the big corporations and the global robber barons.
For warmongering an empire.
Yeah, right.
Of course, you also are the presidential candidate for the Reform Party. I mean, your bio is so lengthy, but it's important for listeners to hear it. So we're going to take a three-minute break here, sir, and then we're going to come back and spend the rest of the hour with you. Dr. Bowman, why don't you give us some of your websites first, though?
Sure. rmbowman.com is my personal website, and there's on that you can click on the homepage of Space and Security News, the United Catholic Church, my 2000 presidential campaign. And I have a new website for my congressional campaign, and that is Bowman2006.com.
All right. And you also have a position there as a, I would say, a pastor as well. Tell us about that.
I'm the presiding archbishop of the United Catholic Church, which is an independent Catholic church, not under the control of the Vatican.
And does that tie into the Gibsons and others, or is that a separate group?
A separate.
Yeah. All right, so more of a classical Catholic group, correct?
Right.
All right, we'll be right back, Dr. Bowman. We're so honored to have you with us. We'll go right into 9/11, Star Wars, and a lot more. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy-looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful-looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Longs, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Crashing to the lies and disinformation. Going light years beyond the false left-right paradigm. I am your host. And we are joined by an amazing individual. Got a chance to see him on Austin television a few years ago and meant to get him on then and just somehow dropped the ball. But he's with us today. And we've got links to his bio and links to his websites up on InfoWars.com right now. We're going to tell you about Dr. Bob Bowman, and we're going to go to him. Dr. Robert M. Bowman is president of the Institute for Space and Security Studies, executive vice president of Millennium 3 Corporation, presiding archbishop of the United Catholic Church, the recipient of the Eisenhower Medal, the George F. Keane Peace Prize, the President's Medal of Veterans for Peace, the Republican Aviation Air Power Award, the Society of American Military Engineers Gold Medal twice, the Air Medal with 5 oak leaf clusters, 101 combat missions over Vietnam as a fighter bomber, and numerous other awards. He is one of the country's foremost authorities on national security. And U.S. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former director of the Star Wars Defense Program under Presidents Ford and Carter when it was top secret, not known, of course, until 1980. Until July 82, he was vice president of Space Communications Company. And it just goes on for several pages, ladies and gentlemen. He has a Ph.D. in aeronautics and nuclear engineering from Caltech. Dr. Bowman has lectured the National War College, the United Nations, Congressional Caucuses, the Academics of Science of Six Nations, and the House of Lords. He has appeared on McLaren Near ABC News, Larry King Show, Donahue, Firing Line, it goes on and on. And he's lectured before the National Cathedral and the churches of many faiths, including Roman Catholic, Protestant, Anglican, Orthodox Christians, churches, Jewish synagogues, Muslim mosques, Bob Bowman was the first presidential candidate officially recognized by the Reform Party in 99, and it goes on and on, ladies and gentlemen. He's renounced NAFTA, GATT, the WTO, and globalism, the whole New World Order system. But he's here today to talk about 9/11 and Star Wars. So we are honored to have him. Dr. Bowman, some stations just joined us a few minutes ago, but let's plunge right into 9/11 and the official 9/11 fable. Several years ago, you began to speak out about it. How did Bin Laden make NORAD stand down? What made the buildings fall? Building 7, Bin Laden's a known CIA asset. The drills that day, the public officials warned not to fly. The hijackers trained at U.S. military bases. All of this is admitted. Give us your take, sir, on September 11th.
Well, first of all, I'm not a wild-eyed conspiracy theorist, and I think the most unbelievable conspiracy of all is the official one told by the U.S. government.
It's patently impossible from every angle.
Absolutely. So, you know, yes, it was a conspiracy. We know that. One person can't dream this up in his room and go do it himself. There were a lot of people involved, so it was a conspiracy. The only question is, who were the conspirators? And that's where I think we disagree with the government and its official conspiracy theory.
Break it down for us. I'd like you to go further than you've ever gone with us today. Millions of people tune in right now to hear you, sir. I know you've written analysis. You've spoken on it. You're part of the Scholars for Truth. But, I mean, break down for us from any angle you wish. Who has the motive? You know, PNAC called for stuff like this. Brzezinski said it would be helpful. I mean, go over it from any position you wish to discuss it.
Okay, well, let's say I first got an inkling that something was wrong with what we were being told on September 12th, 2001, when all of a sudden this government that was so clueless that it had no idea that something like this could possibly happen was giving us the names and pictures of all of these 19 Arab hijackers. And, you know, I thought right then, something is fishy.
And just a quick caveat, Tenet, before the second tower was even hit, is on record telling ABC News it was Bin Laden. So in the middle of the attack, they're already saying.
That's right. That's right. They've got their patsy pre-selected. And, you know, maybe Bin Laden was involved, Bin Laden and his 19 Arabs were far from the whole picture. They could not have pulled off something like this, and there's just too much evidence. Another thing that convinced me that we're not being given the truth is the massive cover-up and destruction of evidence by our government. If our government has nothing to hide, why are they hiding all the evidence? Why are they destroying all of the physical evidence from the World Trade Center? Why are they confiscating surveillance videos from the Pentagon? Why are they confiscating and destroying voice tapes from the air traffic controllers? I mean, the list goes on and on.
Confiscating the three boxes they found undamaged, firefighters on record, and emergency workers saying the FBI took them out on ATVs.
And, you know, if they don't have anything to hide, show us the evidence. That's my position. And
well, I mean, let me digress here. I mean, you're 101 combat missions, and you can tell us about the aircraft you flew in Vietnam, and I've interviewed a lot of other airline pilots, current and former fighter pilots. They say that I mean, these guys couldn't get Cessnas off the ground, admittedly, when they were creating their history, their ledger. They're in Florida. They jumped out of a Cessna, unable to get it off the ground, but now they're going to T-bone 75% of their targets in maneuvers that fighter pilots say they couldn't do, but one time out of 10. Is that accurate?
That sounds accurate. Now, I happen to actually, I've heard about some of the maneuvers that have been pulled, but you know, I didn't really see those things come in, whatever they were. And I don't know if the maneuvers that, you know, actually happened. But if it's as it has been described, then yes, that's a heck of a feat for these Arabs that essentially flunked out of flight school. But the big thing is they never would have gotten near those targets if ordinary common sense standard procedures had been followed. You remember several years ago, Payne Stewart and his little private plane lost radio contact. So, by golly, 16 minutes later, there were fighter jets up escorting that thing, making sure that it didn't hit in a populated area and do some damage.
That's right. The accounts by the FAA are between 16 and 18 minutes later, five F-16s were shadowing the aircraft.
And, you know, this was standard, and such intercepts happened dozens of times
67,
in 1981.
Well, yeah, well 67 times in the year before 2001.
That's correct. And so a lot of people said, why didn't we intercept? And there were a lot of people at the beginning of the 9/11 truth movement that blamed the interceptor pilots and saying, why were they going so slow? And
it's now come out they were ordered to fly at 350-something miles an hour, F-16 stalling speed.
Well, I haven't seen that, but I did some calculations which with the timeline that shows that from the time they got the word to scramble, because of considerations like takeoff roll, acceleration time, climb time, turn time, effect on of altitude on top speed, wind, I see no evidence that the interceptor pilots couldn't have gotten to their targets any faster. You can't instantaneously from takeoff fly at your top advertised speed of an F-15. It's just physically impossible. But there's a second thing. They were scrambled about a half an hour too late.
So they would have been scrambled on time. They could
if they'd have been scrambled on time, they could have flown at whatever speed they actually flew at, and they could have intercepted those aircraft before they got to the World Trade Center, and of course, 77, they could have intercepted long before it ever got near the Pentagon or Washington, D.C. at all.
Yeah, you're talking about like over an hour and a half time to do that.
Absolutely. So, but Flight 11, the first one to hit the World Trade Center, that's the critical thing. And, you know, standard procedures. I used to be an interceptor pilot. And I know the drill. I know how long it takes. I know what you do. And the fact of the matter is that when an airliner or any other aircraft goes significantly off course, or it loses voice communications, or the transponder signal is lost,
there's a scramble.
There's a scramble. Any one of those three. Now, in this case, all three of those things happened, and still there was no scramble.
And by the way, for those that don't know, that is the default setting. They don't even need orders. It just happens.
That's absolutely right. They had to be
countermanded.
Somehow prevented from doing the normal thing. So if our government, somewhere in our government, if they had just stayed out of it and let normal things happen, those aircraft would have been intercepted, the World Trade Centers would still be standing, and thousands of dead Americans would be alive. Somewhere, treason happened.
Dr. Bob Bowman, former head of the Star Wars program, combat pilot Vietnam, 100-plus missions. He'll be joining us to talk more about 9/11 with his in-depth expertise, and then we'll talk about Star Wars. Stay with us. We'll be right back, sir.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from Stem Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting Stem Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and Stem Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of Stem Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24th, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Message in a bottle. and the word is getting out. Dr. Bowman, our guest, short segment, we'll come back in a long segment, have more time. Dr. Bowman, continuing with 9/11, I mean, I brought up a few of the facets that concern me. You know, you talk about whatever really did hit the Pentagon, and that's a whole other area of debate. But what about all the public officials being warned? What about Bush, his different think tanks saying we need terrorist attacks to mobilize the American people? Dr. Bowman, former head of the Star Wars program, who has a motive in all of this?
Well, naturally, you follow the money, but the biggest motive were the neoconservatives that run our government, because they said in a paper beginning around 1991 and continuing, and the paper was revised and published again in 2000 before George W. Bush ever became president, and of course long before 9/11, they published this paper in Progress for a New American Century, and the authors of that were Libby, Pearl, Wolfowitz, Jeb Bush, all the usual suspects.
Cheney,
of course. And they said in there that the United States must occupy Iraq permanently, not just because of Iraq's oil, but to use Iraq as a staging base for the military control of Iran, Syria, Saudi Arabia, because they think, you know, the royal family could get kicked out there, and the southern Russian republics around the Caspian. And we're talking about, in that area, maybe $2 trillion worth of oil and gas. And control of those resources and the pipelines through Afghanistan and through Iran and through Bosnia, by the way, and even Clinton was in on this stuff. This is an enormous financial incentive for people who are involved in the oil and gas business, and of course that includes practically all the top people in our government.
And then voila, the people who have the motive and have the capability to carry it out magically preside over the entire attack and then get what they want out of it.
Yeah, and of course, in that same PNAC document, which was on their website, I don't know if it's still there. I think they may have taken it out or cleaned it up.
No, it's still there. Rebuilding America's Defenses, September 2000.
But in the version that I saw on their website, they admitted in that document that the American people would never stand for this unless there was, to use their phrase, a new Pearl Harbor. And, of course, that's what 9/11 was.
And then Brzezinski in 97 in the Grand Chessboard said to mobilize our slaves for a war with the barbarians, we need a helpful Pearl Harbor event on the same scale or larger.
Yeah.
Interesting that 9/11 killed about the exact number that Pearl Harbor did, almost 3,000.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, it, you know, our government could say, well, this was a case of massive incompetence. Well, if that is the case, then how come nobody in the chain of command from the top all the way down to the poor pilots flying those interceptors, how come none of them were fired, none of them were reprimanded, none of them were court-martialed? As a matter of fact, the key players in this whole mess were promoted or given medals of freedom.
Yeah, General Myers gets promoted to the chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff. The FBI agents that blocked other FBI agents from, quote, stopping the hijackers got record cash bonuses. And at the same time, Bush went to the CIA a week after. Remember the standing ovation? They acted like they just won the Super Bowl. Remember that?
Yeah.
I mean, what was that celebration?
Well, they got what they wanted.
They sure did. Stay there, sir. I want to come back, talk more about 9/11 and get into Star Wars and talk about what you're doing right now. You're trying to do something about all this. Folks can help you. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones, your host.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality because you expect the very best. We provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that communism has stated that America would not jump from capitalism to communism, but our elected leaders would pass laws to socialize America, and one day we would wake up and have socialism, communism, and not even know how it happened? Have we seen this very type of socialization of America over the last 60 years? We've been pushed far down the slippery slope of socialism, communism, and don't even know it. Just as Nikita Khrushchev said, we'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
The first head in two administrations of the secret Star Wars program, and during Ford and, of course, Jimmy Carter, combat fighter pilot, Vietnam presidential candidate for the Reform Party. He goes on and on, Dr. Bob Bowman. But that's coming up here in just a few minutes, and I'm going to try to twist his arm to stay in a few minutes in the next hour so we can get all the questions answered. I know there's a lot of callers. We haven't been taking calls lately, but I'll take a few before this segment right now ends. Before we go back to our guest, I didn't plug it last hour, so I better do it right now. I've made 14 films. They're some of the best out there, bar none. I was the first to expose 9/11 2 months before it happened. I've never done it before or since. I said, call the White House, tell them, don't attack the World Trade Center. That's the type of sources I got in the Pentagon, okay? It's on record, videos in my film, Masters of Terror. I've made Martial Law, my newest and most powerful film on 9/11, and it covers wide spectrum data, prior knowledge, motive, how they did it, why they did it, what they did, their history, other government-sponsored terror events. They're the most effective at waking people up because we just don't focus on one or two issues. We focus on hundreds, rapid fire. Get Martial Law. It's 3 hours long. It's really three films in one. Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. Get the classic. The film I made just 2 months after 9/11. Then we had a second edition 6 months after. That's the one we carry today. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, still one of the preeminent films. A lot of you haven't seen it. You need to have it. Of course, then there's the film, The Masters of Terror, that I produced on the subject. My book, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny. Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror and the New World Order. Then there's a Synthetic Terror, 9/11, Made in the USA by Webster Tarpley. We carry that. We carry a lot of other books and videos. We carry the materials you need. So go to the online video and bookstore at InfoWars.com and get those books and videos and make copies. My films are open for you to make copies for nonprofit educational purposes. Air them on Access TV. I want to thank those that have. It's had a huge effect. Or you can simply call toll-free. They can answer your questions and take your order. We got a bunch of big discounts we're running right now and specials. Be sure and ask about the specials. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And we're just running this for a few more days. Just a few more days, and we're going to close up the spring special. You get 5+ months, almost half a year free at PrisonPlanet.tv when you get a year membership. So you pay for 6 months, and you get 5+ months free. A little over 6 months you pay for, and you get 5.3 months free to be precise. All 14 of my films, my weekly TV report, all my best audio interviews, videotaped interviews in studio with in studio guests. You also get my book, Paul Watson's book. Just hundreds and hundreds of pieces of media. Loose Change 2 is up there. You can also get a hard copy from us. PrisonPlanet.tv. So please don't procrastinate. And be sure and support our guests. Go to his website and see the things he's up to right now with his valiant stand against the globalist and the New World Order. Going back to our guest, just spelling it out, Dr. Bowman, 9/11, the changes that have happened in America, how they were ready with sweeping legislation that has nothing to do with stopping, quote, terrorists, if they even exist outside of intelligence agencies handling or creation. Looking at what America's turned into today, isn't that just more evidence of who the real perpetrators of 9/11 are?
Well, I would certainly think so. Way back when, I used to be a conservative Republican, and there were conservative Republicans then like Bob Taft, and he was called Mr. Republican, and he stood for three main things. Number one was fiscal responsibility. Number two was avoiding foreign military entanglements. And number three was protecting the individual rights of Americans. Now, that's what a conservative Republican used to be. We don't have any of those in our government now because these guys have done all just the opposite. Fiscal responsibility is taking a surplus and turning it into the biggest deficit in our history. Fiscally responsible. And of course, foreign military entanglements. Never has our military been stretched so thin and sacrificed so much to do so little except for the big money interests. And thirdly, of course, what you were alluding to is individual rights. This administration, with their Patriot Act, which they rammed through after 9/11, and most of the people in Congress didn't even get a chance to read it. This has done more to destroy the rights of Americans than all of our enemies combined.
I agree with you. Getting back to 9/11, I mean, just stating it on the record, in your gut, from all the analysis you've done, you've already said their official story is impossible. Clearly, sir, I mean, from all the evidence you've got, if you were a police officer, if you were a detective, who would you investigate? Who do you believe carried 9/11 out?
Well, if I had to narrow it down to one person, of course, I think my prime suspect would be Dick Cheney. But the fact of the matter is that there needs to be a true independent investigation, not the kind of sham investigations that we have had with the 9/11 omission and all the rest of that.
By the way, we went to a press conference on Friday and confronted Chairman Keene, and we said, well, you were appointed by Bush. He said, oh, no, I was appointed, and we went, yeah, but you appointed everybody else. It's the same thing. And then we brought up Building 7, and he said he didn't know anything about Building 7.
Yeah, well, so-called 9/11 commission omitted anything that might be the least bit suspicious or embarrassing or in any way detract from the official conspiracy theory. So it was a total whitewash.
Here's a better way for me to ask the question.
And unbelievable.
Who is the only group? Who are the only groups? What is the only organizations that could carry out something on the scale of 9/11?
Well, you see, where I'm coming from is I don't believe that we have the evidence to know whether Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda was involved, and the people in our government simply got wind of it and capitalized on it and made sure that nobody interfered with it, or if the thing was planned from beginning to end.
Well, what you just said, the first thing is bare minimum. I mean, the first thing is bare minimum.
Bare minimum, that's right.
But then look at all
we don't know if it's even worse than that, that it was totally planned and carried out by people other than the official suspects.
Well, sir, I mean, Dr. Bowman, you headed up the Star Wars program, highly decorated, you know, worked at the highest levels of government. When you talk to your former colleagues in and out of government, I mean, certainly they've got to know. They're not stupid either.
Well, the thing is, I don't... The people who were in that military chain of command, from the evidence that I've seen, I'm not sure that any of them below the people directly involved with the White House, I don't believe that any of the people in the military chain of command necessarily knew what was going on. They could have been all innocent tools of the people that were pulling the strings.
Is that why the drills were used to confuse everybody?
The drills, absolutely. Those exercises that went on that morning, simulating the exact kind of thing that was in fact happening, so confused the people in the FAA and NORAD and whatnot that they didn't know what was real and what was part of the exercise. And I think that the people that planned and directed and carried out those exercises, they're the ones that should be the object of investigation.
Well,
and
that's
again,
the.
I don't want to prejudge who was guilty. After all, I'm running for Congress, and I'm hoping when I get to Congress to get a real investigation going to raise questions, and I don't want to be presumptuous and get up there and say I have the answers. What I want to do is to get up there and prove that we don't know the answers and that the official answers we've been given are impossible. We've got to dig deeper and we've got to look elsewhere and see if we can get a real investigation going.
Obviously, but I mean, as you said,
prove who was responsible.
But I mean, as you say, all the evidence, the only people that could carry this out is the highest levels of the black op, black world squads, the private corporations that basically run our government.
That sounds good to me.
Well, I mean, I appreciate your courage in even going this far and saying the whole thing's a fraud and that your main suspect is Dick Cheney. That's extremely strong. What about the police officer? What about the FBI agent listening right now who's a good person themselves, Dr. Bowman, so they can't believe that other people in government or in this system, in the black world, could be involved in something like this? What would you say to those naive souls out there?
Well, there were a lot of FBI people that did their jobs and reported things that that got absorbed into the system somehow and got never acted on.
Yeah, they specifically said, these guys are hijackers, they're going to attack the World Trade Center,
yeah.
and they were ordered, you'll be arrested if you don't drop this case.
Yeah, yeah. And so, to those folks that were trying to do their job and protect this country, I say, you know, keep doing your job and protect this country by blowing the whistle and investigating the real perpetrators.
If they would have blown the whistle publicly and gone ahead and gone to jail, we might see 3,000 people still alive.
Well, that's possible, but, you know, I've been a whistleblower myself, and I know it's very, very difficult, and I've been the subject of attempted bribery, attempted blackmail, phone taps, CIA harassment, FBI, IRS, and death threats. And so I know what can happen.
Oh, I know too, sir. I've experienced it. I wasn't the head of the Star Wars program, the most classified government program we know of in existence for 6 years, as you were. But let me bring this up. A lot of experts believe, a lot of other prominent people are going public. They believe that the globalists are going to carry out another terror attack in the Western world very soon because their entire agenda is stalling. We also have gotten a Republican memo saying they, quote, need another 9/11 or they're cooked.
Yeah, I can see that. And I hope they can't pull it off. I hope that they are prevented from pulling it off. But I know darn good and well they'd like to have another one.
You think they're scared, though, because so many people are pointing the finger at them? I mean, I think that's really has already held back an attack.
Quite possibly. They fooled most of the American people once, but I don't know whether they could ever get away with it again.
What are your former fighter pilot buddies from NAM who know about aircraft and what they do and what happens? I mean, what are they saying about 9/11?
Well, most of them, not much, but privately, I haven't gotten any disagreement from any of them on the things that I'm saying.
Same thing. I mean, I personally know current airline pilots that are flying 777s and stuff, and they just go, of course it was an inside job, but they won't say it publicly.
That's right. They want to hang on to their jobs and protect their families and all the rest of it, and I understand that.
But, I mean, what's going to happen when national polls show the majority of Americans are saying inside job now, Doctor?
Well, problem is we don't have anybody in Congress that's capable of making and willing to make enough noise to get something to really happen.
Well, Ron Paul tries.
Oh, yeah. Ron Paul tries, and we've got a few courageous people on both sides of the aisle.
Cynthia McKinney. And now they're trying to arrest her.
And, we have a handful of women Democrats up there to augment the courage of Ron Paul. And but to be honest, I don't see... is it only the Democratic women that have the cojones to do something? it's a strange situation. But things may change. There are now 72 of us. Well, as of 2 weeks ago when I was up in Washington, D.C., there were 72 of us who are the Fighting Dems, the Band of Brothers, all combat veterans, all running for Congress for the first time, and all running against the Iraq war.
Let me ask you a question. What do you think of this gaggle of chicken hawks? I mean, you had SAM missiles shooting at you in AAA. I mean, 101 missions, as highly decorated as it gets for the Air Force. I mean, it's highly decorated until the Congressional Medal of Honor. What is it like for you to then just see these little wimpy chicken hawks running around talking tough and saying, bring it on?
Well, that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I really didn't want to run for office again. I tried to find somebody younger and healthier, but when it came right down to it, there wasn't nobody else that was capable, willing, had the information I've got, and so I just had to put my money where my mouth was and say, okay, I will run. And the Democrats pleaded with me to take their nomination, and because the incumbent Republican is one of those that just does whatever Bush and Karl Rove tells them to do.
Tell us where you're running and how folks can support you.
Well, I'm running in Florida District 15 against Dave Weldon, and the way people can support me is simply by going to my website, Bowman2006.com, and reading the issues and whatnot that I stand for, and and sending me money. We got a PayPal link right on there, or they can just fire off a check and mail it to me.
Well, I can think of no better type candidate than yourself. We need more people in there that know what's happening.
And well, I appreciate that. You know, we've raised about $7,000 so far, and my incumbent opponent has a war chest between $4 and $5 million. Now, we're not going to match that, and frankly, I'm not even going to try. But we need enough money to get the message out to the people of this district, to make them aware of the issues and to give them a choice, a chance to really vote. If you're not the incumbent, nobody knows your name, and it's very, very difficult. The last time around, this incumbent won by a 2-to-1 margin. That's not going to happen again, I can guarantee you. But I think we have a real chance of winning this
seat. Oh, yeah, there's
if we get a little help.
Well, Ron Paul has said we need to remove the Republicans. He says we've got to check this executive monopoly that's formed. I mean, Bush is saying it's above the
and
law.
And all of the lily-livered Democrats that supported the president in the war and all this other stuff as well and are too chicken to stand up about 9/11.
Stay there, sir. We're going to take a call from Ron in New York when we get back, and I hope to twist your arm to stay a little bit more with us to talk about Star Wars.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The network last week up in Minnesota to new, bigger, better offices. And so I didn't do the first few days of the week. And so I didn't skip Friday to go confront Chairman Keene up in Georgetown when he was talking to the Southwestern University there. But I did I did send some of my crew. And we've got an amazing video report that's going to be going up later this afternoon on InfoWars.com and a text report that we're going to put together about what happened. But Bob Dacey, I know, is waiting in the wings, local TV host, one of my progeny in the fight against the globalists. I'm very proud of that because he's very astute and now writes articles for national publications about the globalists. I've asked Bob to come on the last 30 minutes of the show, so I know he's called in, so I can play some of these clips. We have five clips coming up near the end of the broadcast, and so we can play those short clips and get Bob's take on that, so we'll see if we can do that. Right now, Ron in New York's been holding for eons. I'm not going to take any other calls, folks. We don't have time. And our guest, Dr. Bowman's going to stay with us graciously 20 minutes in the next hour. But Ron in New York, I know you're chomping at the bit to talk. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. I have several things that I want to touch on. They may be different, but I want to ask the audience to use its comparative logic to come to an intelligent conclusion. First off, the doctor had mentioned that they're waiting for another event to occur. Well, we all know, if we've been watching TV this weekend, that the heat has been turned up on Iran. I watch news reports in which all of a sudden Iran is supposed to have this missile torpedo. The unembedded press reports that there are rumors coming out of 10 Downing Street of the United States.
Yeah, no. I mean, they're saying that Iran is going to be attacked. It may be this month or next year, but it's going to come. 200 sites are going to get slammed. And they're claiming they have super EMP bombs like Saddam's railgun, just more Buck Rogers bull. Do you have a comment or question for Dr. Bowman?
Well, I would like to solicit the doctor's comment, but I also would like to get on to some other points that are very important.
Okay, well, that's one question on that. What's the next point?
Okay, the next point is this. As reported in the New York Times Magazine on March the 12th, 6 degrees of separation, the government is coming up very soon with a new matrix database system, in which basically the standard set for it is that everybody will appear culpable and be in there. Now, the amazing thing about it, and I ask your audience to consider on the face of it how preposterous this is, the NSA has a database in which they say 325,000 people in this country are potential terrorists. Now, if you were to believe that 325,000 people in the United States are terrorists, then you would have to buy into a preposterous belief that we have an army of terrorists on American soil that is almost three times or more than three times the size of the American army on the ground in Iraq.
And for 4.5 years they haven't struck us. And then you look at the London bombing, and that was clearly MI5, MI6. That's now been confirmed conclusively. Dr. Bowman, thanks for the call. Ron, can you comment on both those points?
Well, yeah, I believe that they want very much to attack Iran, and we've got to prevent that. I would like, with some of the time that we have left, to comment on what is going on now in Iraq and what we should do about that and how that dovetails into preventing an attack against Iran.
What do you think about all these databases tracking Americans, the Real ID Act?
Well, that goes along with the whole Patriot Act and trying to limit the freedoms of the American people, and it's the kind of thing that we should not allow.
Is this, Ron Paul and many others have said, we're in danger of a dictatorship and a total takeover. Do you agree?
I do indeed. I think there's been nothing closer to fascism than what we've seen lately from this government.
Do you believe they're attempting to perfect a literal dictatorship?
It certainly appears that way.
All right, Doctor, stay there. We'll get into Iraq. We'll get into Iran. We'll get in, before you leave, to Star Wars. I got a few questions for you on that. We've got him for 20 more minutes. Third hour starts in 70 seconds.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Hello.